Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
Well, Jerry, it's been quite a week, and we're now into August, so this is very important, as I've talked about the seasonality of gold. But there's several other things that are driving the gold back up gradually. And the first I want to talk about is one of the things that helped drive gold down, and that is the yield and the treasury bond market. There's a TLT sign. There's the 20-plus year treasury bond market. It's broken 9% now in a little over a month and a half. So to see that market go down 9%, I had clients that sold gold like a year ago and went into long-term bonds, and now they're moving back in to gold. So this is one important thing to remember. When treasuries break like they have a 9% drop in TLT as a symbol, and then it certainly is something we're very aware of, because while all the money doesn't go to gold, it does go somewhere. And the other thing is we're seeing the stock market also, $384 million call on those. So it's borrowed money, and that normally means intermediate top that will also help gold. And plus the seasonality of what we're moving into. But the biggest thing, Jerry, that we want to talk about is what I started out talking about in May, and then through pure deception and dishonesty, Lew, the head of the U.S. Treasury, has now said for 4 months that the budget's been balanced, that we went up to $17 trillion in debt, which was the debt limit, and the government's been able to balance the budget for 4 months. At the same time, that Bernanke's just borrowed $53 billion in new treasury purchases. So we know it's just created bookkeeping, and we are going to have to deal with the debt ceiling. And history tells us, as we've talked about and I've shown many times in charts, if they take and raise the debt ceiling from $17 trillion to $18.5 or $19 trillion they're expected to, then you're talking about gold at least a 30% increase and probably more. So this is going to be dealt with this fall. Lew cannot continue to deceive the public and say that we haven't had any debt in 4 months, that the government is bringing enough money to pay all of its obligations, and yet Bernanke in the other door is borrowing money and creating $53 billion new treasury bills out of thin air. So those just don't jive. So be ready, because once that happens, you'll see gold jump $100, $150 in a day or two or three, just like it did in August 2011, last time they raised the debt ceiling. So that's back on our radar screen. And as I told you earlier, there's rumors out of Europe this week. There's central banks are now pricing another hundreds of tons of gold, similar to what was purchased back in late June this year, when there was a 580-ton purchase, turned out to be China and India were the two central banks that end up buying that much back in June. So usually you don't find out who does it till after the fact, but there is a deal being shopped as we speak in Europe. So there's a lot of very positive things going on for gold. Now, silver remains in a neutral state. It's not in a buy signal yet like gold and platinum. And for your listeners, we all know that gold is down a little over 20% and silver is down a little over 30% for the year 2013. But what we don't talk about is that palladium is up 4.5% and platinum is up 3.5% for 2013. So, you know, these metals are set to really explode. And like you wrote in your briefing, Jerry, when the amount of money, we don't expect anything to go down in quantitative easing. We don't expect them to cut back from $85 billion. In fact, we expect them to increase. Every sign that we're seeing is they will actually increase the spending. And now that President Obama is interviewing and looking at some extremely liberal people take Bernanke's job, I think we're getting set up for that, because so far everything that's happened really hasn't affected the economy to the good at all. It just really hasn't. It's all deception and mirrors. So we're getting ready for a tremendous month. We think the last 4 months of this year, last 4.5 months, starting sometime in the middle of August, will produce a potential for gold and silver both to gain enough to where they don't lose anything this year. So what I'm saying is we expect gold to go up 20% rest of the year and silver over 30%. And that may sound crazy, but that's what we hear. That's what we believe at this point. So it's a great time to go on, and silver is going to be a buy signal anytime, and we've got to get it break to 2050 and hold for 2 or 3 days, and then we should get a quick 10% move into the $22.50 to $23 per ounce range that we're looking for. Palladium, just keep acquiring it. It looks extremely bullish to us, and we know the shortage out of Russia and South Africa and the strikes at South Africa that are affecting that market. And platinum's a little bit similar to palladium, but I think palladium still has more run in it than the platinum does. So for those that need to talk to me, you can reach me at 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. And if you're not getting our email blast, you can go to ftmdaily.com and hit the precious metals button and sign up for our email blast that I send out 2 or 3 times a week. We keep your email completely confidential. We don't share it with anyone, but it tells you our specials, our operating hours, and different things we put out each week, plus articles that we find pertinent to the market in precious metal. But I was talking to a major financial advisor yesterday who is getting ready to move 10% more of his clients' money into gold, is what we were talking about in particular. But he has been in the business about 35 years and says that he sees gold without question as the top investment for the rest of 2013, if you look at it from right now till the end of the year. So hopefully all this will be helpful. With this week's Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.